This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
There are changes afoot for air travel given the virus out of China. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. With that coronavirus, United Airlines will cancel some flights beginning Saturday between the U.S. and China. United says demand had already dropped, and British Airways has suspended all direct flights to and from mainland China. The BBC's Jonathan Frewen has more from London.
British Airways made the decision to suspend flights between the UK and mainland China after the British Foreign Office advised against all but essential travel to the country on Tuesday evening. The firm announced the suspension of flights with immediate effect until January the 31st while it assesses the situation, although the British Airways website shows no direct flights from the UK to China for the whole month of February. The UK government is arranging to evacuate and quarantine Britons from Wuhan and the surrounding Hubei province, where the coronavirus first emerged, with up to 300 people thought to be in the area. Meanwhile, Australia plans to quarantine its 600 returning citizens for 2 weeks on Christmas Island, around 1,200 miles from the mainland. Other airlines, including United, Air Canada and Cathay Pacific Airways, have already cancelled some flights to China.
Jonathan Frewen there. Tesla is set to report its profits and sales this afternoon. Its stock has more than doubled since the fall quarter, confounding some big money unbelievers who had been betting heavily on Tesla running into a wall. The stock market now values that electric car company at $100 billion, more than Ford and GM combined. Marketplace's Jasmine Garst reports.
Last year, Tesla seemed to be in the news all the time for all the wrong reasons. Founder Elon Musk's tweets, production problems. But lately, the company seems to have made a U-turn, says Sam Fiorani from Global Vehicle Forecasting.
They were a niche maker, and now they're branching out into regular cars.
Like the pickup truck Tesla's supposed to be launching in a year. Fiorani says Tesla has jumped from making boutique cars you could buy for, say, the price of a down payment on a house to
a mainstream car maker that still carries the cachet of a piece of jewelry or a very nice watch.
But Tesla is facing increasing competition from traditional automakers moving into its territory. Giorgio Rizzoni is director of the Center for Automotive Research at Ohio State University.
Ford just came out with an electric Mustang. Porsche has an electric vehicle now.
In other words, Tesla might want to keep an eye on its rearview mirror. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.
Checking markets, the FTSE Index in London is up 0.2%. Here, the Dow future is up 57 points, 0.2%. Crude oil traded in New York is up 1%.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
How much does evidence, including economic evidence, matter when it comes to formulating public policy? Nobel Prize-winning economist, New York Times columnist, and Trump administration critic Paul Krugman worries that too often there is no reasoning with people of varying political persuasions. His new book is just out. It is called Arguing with Zombies, Economics, Politics, and the Fight for a Better Future. Dr. Krugman, greetings.
Good to be here.
So tell me about these zombies. They're not people that you don't agree with. The zombies are ideas that you would have thought were dead but keep popping back up?
Yeah. A zombie is an idea that it should have been killed by evidence and just keeps on shambling along, eating people's brains. The ultimate zombie, the one that you see most often, is the one that tax cuts pay for themselves. And then there's conventional wisdom, what I call very serious people, who will latch onto some belief, like deficits are threatening the future of the country in the midst of a deep recession, and don't seem to want to listen to the evidence that says it's not true.
What you conclude from that is that somehow you're not really debating the evidence about deficits, that something else is playing.
You hope. I mean, I got to believe that the evidence matters somewhere, somehow, that you're going to convince at least a few people and move the debate. But sure, the Platonic idea that having the correct ideas will persuade important people and that's how policy gets made doesn't bear a whole lot of relationship to the reality that we live in.
A top story for us over the last year has to be the trade story, the trade war and the response. Now, you are a world expert on trade. It's one of your contributions to the economics discipline. But you think the trade issue is overblown?
I've got a lot of personal human capital invested in trade because that's what I did. That's what the I got the Swedish thingy for.
The Swedish thingy.
Begins with
that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But look, trade is for the U.S. It's about the same. We spend about the same share of our income on imports that we spent on healthcare. And if you ask, you know, which of those markets is most screwed up, clearly healthcare is vastly more screwed up than trade. So what we do with healthcare is much more important than what we do with trade. It's in a way, trade is not that big an issue because we've had 60 years of pretty good policy on trade.
I mean, but our livelihoods are connected to jobs, which are so connected to trade. You wouldn't say it's a bigger issue?
Well, some of them are. 2/3 of what we produce are stuff that is really not traded at all. It isn't even traded between cities. It's local stuff. It's local services. The surge of imports from China certainly disrupted some industries. Of course, that happens for lots of reasons. It's not just trade that does that. If you were a traditional coal miner, the replacement of traditional coal mining with mountaintop removal, where you just blow the tops off mountains, also disrupted the economy. So it's not clear that it deserves as much weight relative to other things.
New York Times columnist Paul Krugman. His latest book is called Arguing with Zombies, Economics, Politics, and the Fight for a Better Future. Dr. Krugman, thank you.
Thank you.
Also, join us for Marketplace's Econ Extra Credit as we try to unlock the black box that is the economy, starting with a winter project. We're just getting a book club going, reading together a free and pretty engaging Economics 101 textbook. You and I can read it chapter a week and be done by tax time. A load of people have been signing up, and we'd love to have you join. At Marketplace.org, you'll see a button to press marked Sign Up for Econ Extra Credit with your buddy Dave here. This is the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.